Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Of course, South Africa held its collective breath when the Moti brothers were kidnapped. We prayed together. We thought of nothing else. We just wanted those boys home safely. And then they were returned. And that's when the story started to get stranger and stranger. We, in fact, suspended our questions during the time. And as I mentioned on air, it was the right thing to do. We needed to simply worry about the boys' safety. Once they returned, however, I believe it became more important to look at what is really behind that kidnapping, as well as kidnappings in general in South Africa. Lizette Lancaster, who is the Project Manager for Crime and Justice Information and Analysis at the Institute for Security Studies. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners. We're all good under the circumstances, I think.
Absolutely. So kidnappings in South Africa, we are hearing more about them. Part of us has this tendency, or many of us have this tendency, to separate ourselves from it. Well, it couldn't happen to us because it's a specific community, or it's a specific type of person, or it's something else. But is there a reason for most of us to start becoming concerned about kidnappings in the country?
There are so many types of kidnapping that one should be concerned. And I think the fact that we have seen such a large increase over the past decade and a bit is of concern. Of course, not all kidnappings are reported to the police, but where we do see kidnappings reported to the police, we are now looking at, by last year, you know, between April and May, at about 25 kidnappings a day on average that gets reported to the police. Now, that's staggering. But all those kidnappings are not for ransom and extortion. Those type of kidnappings, in the case of the Moti brothers or other high-profile cases, only make up about 5 to 6% of the kidnappings reported to the police. Our main risk is being kidnapped during the commission of another crime, such as hijacking or house robbery or business robbery, where people are driven around in the boots of their cars, you know, sometimes for days even, in order to get access to ATM, you know, the money from your ATM card, or for other sinister reasons, you know, everything from business dealings going bad, or just wanting to get access to money. The other also concerning one, especially targeted at women and our teenagers, are type of kidnappings to commit a sexual assault. Where we're looking at trolls on social media and people being followed. So the kidnapping for ransom and so on is one of our concerns, but there are many others that we need to be concerned about.
The one that you didn't mention, which I'm assuming also plays quite a high role in this, is domestic disputes, custody disputes between parents.
Yes, of course, that's traditionally the biggest risk to children. So that is where there's domestic, squabbles over often, who gets custody of a child. And we see that, you know, kids are taken out of the care of their guardian. So that does happen, and that is traditionally where we see children at risk the most.
So when we look at this whole picture, the type of kidnapping where children are kidnapped for ransom is still actually quite low. I mean, it doesn't mean it's not something important and something that we need to be concerned about, but it is still relatively low. Is that correct?
It is relatively low, but as we see globally, it is something that is increasing as an emerging crime trend. You know, traditionally we see it in Latin America where militias or syndicates capture, abduct kids for ransom because their parents are quite rich, or because, you know, they are high officials that could influence their cases against the syndicates. But what we are seeing is with the rise of international money type tools, you know, apps and such that can facilitate fast and undetectable money transfers, such as cryptocurrency, for instance, that multinational syndicates are moving in. Of course, in South Africa, what we are seeing is that the risk is far less in the case of kidnapping because, you know, children are not surrounded by bodyguards and stuff. So often they are the target of these extortion or syndicate groups because they're easier to get to. But we've even seen ordinary South Africans being victims of these type of crimes where, you know, the ransom is far less, a couple of thousand rands. Or, you know, people are kidnapping a child like we've seen cases in the Free State for so that debt could be settled. So there are many reasons why kids are becoming increasingly the target of these groups because, you know, you need the parent to still be able to transact, for instance, and transfer the money and have get it together. And they know that parents will do anything for their children. So the leverage that children offer is the key factor here.
Lizette, we don't have a lot of time, but I did want to just circle back to the Morty kidnapping. You were saying in terms of the issue around that case and the way in which the family has dealt with it?
Yes, I think what we also have to understand is sometimes, you know, business dealings go wrong, and that is one of the main reasons why we see such extortion cases. In other cases, what we have experienced is that people are picked, especially the children, because, you know, the culprits know that the family has come into money or there's a sort of dispute. So these cases are quite rare given just the sheer value that we are talking about. Mm. But it is rising internationally.
And this, of course, is the concern. Lizette Lancaster, Project Manager for Crime and Justice Information at the Hub and Institute for Security Studies. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us.